You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Professionals in the Big Black Trucks. You'll find them at bigblacktrucks.com. B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains are an Indiana original. And this is normally when Mel McMahon is sitting across from me. Mel McMahon and her husband, Lance Stone, creating Indiana originals because buying local is more than just a trend. It is so much more than that. And we love to support local. And so if you are an Indiana Original member, we like to meet you. And one of them today, by the way, IndianaOriginals.com to find a long list of Indiana Original members that you'll want to support. But right now, one of those members is Brandy Perry. And Brandy, good morning. I'm glad to have you with us here on the INHP.org phone lines this morning. How are you?
Pretty well. How are you today?
Doing fine. Brandy has this really cool talent, and the name of her company is Hippie Nerd Creations, which you'll find on Etsy, Facebook, and Instagram. Brandy, you know what? I love your stuff, and I have seen you at different festivals around town and around the donut area. And, you know, tell everybody what you do.
Okay. Well, I create mostly jewelry, some other side items, from old discarded 45 records, which, you know, is something kind of generational.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of 45s sitting around my house, and I had to make something out of them, do something with them. I didn't just want to discard them or donate them to one of the thrift stores around.
Yeah.
So I started creating, and it's kind of just taken off. I've been doing it for a little over a year now.
Oh, it's great.
So, you know, I actually really got started because my grandmother was moving out of her house to an assisted living place.
Yeah.
And she had boxes of 45. Right. And they had been stored in the garage. So they were, you know, several of them were just covered in, I'm not even sure what. They were fused together, you know, and I was like, you know, I can't get rid of those, though, because they came from my grandmother's house.
Yeah. No, I get that. I really do. So you said, you know, you can't get rid of them. You know, you got to find something to do with them other than, you know, they're taking up space.
Right, exactly. And I have always kind of liked to repurpose things and not necessarily quickly get, you know, redecorate, get rid of stuff, all that stuff. So it actually started out, I made, you know, a couple of pair of earrings for some friends and my cousin because they came from grandma's house. Mm-hmm. And people started asking me for them, and that was the light bulb. The light bulb went off that I am enjoying making this stuff. I'm going to start making it.
I love that. I really do. And you know what? I listened to 45s when I was a kid, and I have boxes of them, and I don't know what to do with them. I've got a whole big record box. In the olden days, we had 45 record boxes. And again, like you said, you know, a lot of them are stuck together, but I can't part with them. And I saw your creations. Oh, it was probably about a year ago at one of the festivals. And you know, I went to a handful later of festivals, and people were wearing your jewelry, and other people were saying, where did you get that? And
yay!
That was, you know, that was a sign that whatever you were doing was really catching on, because everybody was noticing what the other ladies were wearing. They're so cool. I mean,
It has been so much fun actually going out to the different pop-up markets and the music festivals where I've been has been kind of, you know, the creating's been fun and great for me to keep me busy. And, you know, it's kind of like therapy. Creating is kind of like therapy, right? But going to these festivals and talking to people and meeting them, and I have heard some awesome stories about records. I mean, the one that sticks out to me is I had this lady come through this summer and I had a pair of earrings made out of the Four Seasons, December 1963.
Yes, you know.
It had that label on it. Oh. And she's like, oh, those earrings are for me. I was born in December 1963.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's really cool. And then she's like, no, no, no. My mom was a big Frankie Valli fan, and when I was a kid, we happened to be on vacation in Wisconsin, and he was at the bar, and my mom sent me to him and made me tell him I was born in December 1963.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, yeah, those are your earrings. You gotta take them.
I just love that. Is a great story. Every one of those records has to touch somebody in some sort of a way when they see the label or whatever, however you may make them. You know, they're made out of the vinyl 45s and they're beautiful. They are really creative. And she's going to be in a lot of different locations I'm going to tell you about here in just a minute. Again, it's Hippie Nerd Creations. You'll find Brandy on Etsy and Facebook and also Instagram. There was. You know, here's a cool thing. If you've got 45s like I do and don't know what to do with them, like I've got Puppy Love, Donny Osmond's Puppy Love on a 45. I would love for her to make, she'll do that for you. You bring her the record and she'll make the jewelry for you. And I think that's a really cool part too, because you may have the same situation that her, you know, she was in. You've got a box of these records and you're not sure what to do, but one may feel very special to you and you'd like to have something made for them, or great gifts. Okay, now Brandy, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you can do this or not, but this gal was getting so much attention at a festival, and she had, somebody had made for her a purse out of the 45s, where the have you seen them?
I have.
Even the 78s, if that's the right number, I don't know, but the bigger albums, would that be a 78? Yeah. What would that be? 78?
A 33 is the normal.
Okay.
Big size one. Yeah, I have seen those too at a couple of record shows that I've gone to.
Okay.
And they're awesome. I agree. Totally awesome.
Really
the only
cool
thing I will say with that, man, there's a lot of sewing involved with that. And
there might be.
I am not necessarily the best seamstress.
Okay. Well, because everybody was asking this lady where she got it, and she said she got it, you know, at a festival like in Wisconsin. And so everybody wanted to get their hands on this purse. And so if you can figure out without sewing how to make those purses, people really love them. Gals really love them. Brandy's going to be in a couple of places. So I guess we should talk about the business itself, because, you know, how's it going? Is it going well? Are you making some money?
You know what? I have been pleasantly surprised. You know, going to festivals has really been successful for me. That's kind of where, if I'm looking, you know, financially to where I'm making the money, it's at festivals, because people are walking through there and seeing and touching it and holding it up to their ears, or, you know, and just trying, you know, and finding something they specifically like. You know, it's hard to get into the online e-commerce stuff, period, no matter what your product is. But when it's handmade, hand cut and that sort of thing, I just see that, you know, in person has been where people are connecting with it a lot.
I'm sure. I mean, because pictures don't do them justice in some instances, actually see it and feel how lightweight they are. You know, I think you'll be really taken to these. And so she's doing festivals. And the good news is Indiana has festivals from top to bottom all year round. But I know that they can be expensive for you too. September 28th, she'll be at the Franklin Fall Vintage Festival starting at 10 in the morning. September 29th, she'll be at Rebel Vintage at noon. Is that a pop-up or is that a store?
That's a store.
Okay.
That they actually carry some of my earrings in there, and they're letting me set up in front of the store that day to sell my stuff.
So. Okay, good. Then I know you're going to be somewhere early in October, and I can't remember where.
I will be doing a First Friday at McGowan Hall downtown, and then on the first Saturday, I think that's the 6th, I'll be up in Broad Ripple at Union Jack's Pub. They're having an outdoor, like, beer fest with some vendors there.
Okay, good.
And then Yeah. And, you know, this is busy time of year, actually, it seems like, for pop-ups. And actually, this upcoming weekend on the 21st on Saturday, I'm also going to be at another market in Irvington. It's called Market on the Pensee.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep.
It is. That one's fun. They've been having that monthly, and they're going to indoors starting in October. So during the Irvington Halloween Festival next month, at the Irvington Lodge, there will be indoor vendors there, and I'm going to be there indoors because, you know, this jewelry outdoors blowing around, not necessarily a great idea. So I love doing indoor stuff when the weather's turning.
Yeah, I agree. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so definitely it's a busy time of year for these pop-up markets. Lots of opportunities. I keep telling people, you know, Christmas is 3 months away, and I've started my Christmas shopping for my kids.
There's nothing wrong with that. You sell something, you thought it'd be good, and you grabbed it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's kind of what happens at festivals. You see things that you weren't thinking about that you know would be great gift ideas. Brandy Perry is her name. Hippie Nerd Creations is her company. She's a little over a year old now. She's an Indiana original, and you can see her starting the 28th at Franklin Fall Vintage Festival at 10 o'clock in the morning. But again, you'll find her in all kinds of social media. Look her up, and I know you'll find her at one of the festivals, too. She's got her schedule there on her Facebook page. Hey, Brandy, it is a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wish you just the very best. And to our Indiana Originals, Mel McMahon, we're thinking about you. We'll see you soon. IndianaOriginals.com for more information. The news is next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.